So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Stay connected on the go. Switch the end of the
term dedicated staff to make sure that happens.
Muller Honda in Highland Park on Skokie Valley Road just north of Lake Hook Road, where right now during the Happy Honda Day sales event and our year-end clearance, you'll find 0.9% APR financing and our best prices of the year. Muller Honda in Highland Park, where just because we treat you well doesn't mean you'll pay more. Muller Honda in Highland Park on Skokie Valley Road just north of Lake Hook Road.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
There's my scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Cats host Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans, they're on sale right now at NUSports.com. And the sports world has lost an icon today. A 2-year battle with leukemia for broadcaster Craig Sager. And he has died at the age of 65. Sager was born in Batavia. He went to Northwestern, graduated there. He was a sideline reporter. He started his career in 1972. And for a brief time, he was able to come back from cancer treatments and work for a while. But then the cancer returned. And today he did die in Georgia. Again, the age of 65, Craig Sager passing away. For the Bears, they are getting ready for their game against Green Bay. That's happening on Sunday. It is going to be really cold, and they are not going to have Marquise Wilson available for the game. Another foot injury.
I think kind of a little bit the same issue. They're evaluating that, and kind of keep you posted as that goes. It really doesn't matter what I think. You know, I'll let the doctors look at it, and when I get a prognosis, I'll get it to you.
That is head coach John Fox today, as the Bears did practice outside for a little bit over an hour, trying to get used to these cold temps. It should be similar weather on Sunday at Soldier Field. The Bears today signing Devontae Bosby to the practice squad. Bulls, Rajon Rondo is a game-time decision for them tonight in Milwaukee as the Bulls take on the Bucks in back-to-back nights. They'll play in Milwaukee tonight, then be back home tomorrow. Scott Darling will be in goal for the Blackhawks. On the road in New York, they face the Islanders. Corey Crawford, good news for him. He's back on the ice, getting some practice in. He is recovering from an appendectomy, though they don't know exactly when he'll be able to get back in a game. And in the AHL, Grand Rapids this afternoon, a 7-1 win over the Wolves. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. And win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Moores and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on the Score.
You know, look, you got six skins on the wall, so you can't say, well, we'll just settle for a little. No, this is not an organization that settles. It's just a different aim here. Once you've won as much as the Bulls have, but you're in a long time trouble here now.
Now, the problem is you didn't envision it early enough.
Because
if you're just figuring it out now, you're three draft classes in. You're McDermott, Portis, Valentine in already, in the most important mechanism to get yourself out of it. So unless you were realizing it then and you were still busy trying to win something with Pau Gasol, it just sort of now you find yourself here and you haven't started to figure it out yet.
Moores and Bernstein, Chicago's longest-running sports talk show.
Marcus? I don't think the Bears fear any great risk of losing Vic Fangio, and I don't really understand that, to be honest with you, because I think he should be a top candidate. I think he would be an excellent head coach. I think he's the next Bruce Arians in waiting. I don't understand why he hasn't really gotten a crack at it yet, but you've got a bunch of young, outstanding offensive coordinators who are going to head up the search list. It's going to be a slow year. No, there's going to be more than a few jobs open, and so I think the Bears are pretty comfortable that they don't have to lose Fangio, and I don't think the mood right now at Hallis Hall is that they want to make a change with John Fox. I think they'll probably make a change on the offensive side with the coordinator, but not with the head coach or the defensive coordinator.
Moores and Bernstein, they deal in the negativity. I call them trash dealers.
Terry Moores, Dan Bernstein.
How is it possible they get rid of so many of those white guys and they're even slower?
Moores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I love that call. 405 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Caller 6 to the contest line 312-591-6700 wins a spot for you and three guests to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. Winners receive that wonderful breakfast buffet, soft drinks, and the chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. I have here a list.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a list from NFL.com's Greg Rosenthal. Looking at the quarterback position going into 2017.
Okay.
And this is his guide to the trade market / free agency. We are under the assumption that the Bears are going to be in the market for at least one quarterback, correct?
I think that's fair, yes.
Well, now this is your sort of definitive list, and it's going to get down into some names you don't want to hear, but this is what you're looking at. Whether or not it is Mitch Trubisky or Deshaun Kizer or someone else in the later middle rounds, there are some quarterbacks available or believed to be available, and these are the names. Under trade candidates, the number one trade candidate is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Saying Tom Brady's still playing at MVP level, they could be ready to deal. So remember, the Pats also drafted Jacoby Brissett in the third round in 2016. They would still have a young backup to study at Brady University. So Garoppolo could cost a first-round pick and a new contract. No one said it was going to be cheap. I think it's at least a first-round pick. Number two, Tony Romo at 36. Described as the biggest risk-reward option available.
Makes sense.
Number three, Tyrod Taylor.
Bad.
He's a goner from the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
If you believe the local coverage or consider Rex Ryan was initially non-committal, but even starting
him.
Tyrod just might outlast Rex and or general manager Doug Whaley in Buffalo. However, it's impossible to predict.
Do you realize that he has never passed for 300 yards in a game?
Yeah, in this day and age,
that's a no good stuffy.
All right, here is the fourth ranked trade candidate.
Okay.
AJ McCarron of the Bengals.
Pardon me, I think my chair just hit me in the head.
The former fifth round pick set to enter the final year of his rookie deal with no chance to surpass Andy Dalton on the depth chart. He flashed potential in four starts. The playoff outing against Pittsburgh won't help his case. Could be a target for a team looking for a low-cost option to compete for playing time.
Oh, good Lord.
That's all your responses, oh, good Lord.
Okay. Oh, good Lord.
Now here's the next list.
That's not encouraging thus far.
All right. Okay, just stay with me here.
It's
probably more encouraging than this list. This is your candidates for release.
Okay. Oh, I know one of them.
What's
two of them at least?
Okay. Number one,
Jay Cutler.
Correct.
Yeah, he's gone. He gone.
So Ian Rappaport has reported the Bears haven't ruled out keeping Cutler.
Oh,
it sounds like covering bases in case Chicago makes a coaching change and a new man wants to keep Cutler around a relatively affordable number. The team could try to see if he fetches even a late-round draft pick like Carson Palmer did on his way out of Oakland. If that's the case, the rest of the league should call the Bears bluff and wait for Cutler to be released. Even the last survivor on Cutler Island admits he's been in Chicago too long. Number two, Colin Kaepernick reported to void his contract to become a free agent after this season, not going to replace the $14.5 million he's set to make for the Niners, and his freedom to choose his next destination could be worth more than that to Kaepernick. A top-level backup contract sounds more likely than a real chance to start. Number three, Robert Griffin III.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
There's no getting around how scattershot he's played until and unless he improves his play. It's more likely he falls right out of the league than becomes a week one starter again.
That's possible. That's possible to fall out of, because if you've looked at him, he got hurt first game this year. But
your number four candidate for release, ladies and gentlemen, how about Nick Foles, who is due $10.75 million next season?
That's bye-bye time.
that's so long, sucker.
Get out of here.
How about no?
I'm not paying that.
So then your list of free agents or potential free agents. Number one, still slated as a free agent, because he is Kirk Cousins. But they note it's hard to imagine Washington letting Cousins hit free agency, barring a total meltdown over the remainder of the season. A long-term deal will be complicated, but the team could retain him using the franchise tag for a second straight year, which would cost nearly $24 million. But it's only a one-year commitment, and the salary cap is set to soar. He has earned a big deal, yet we wouldn't completely rule out a different scenario. The organization's confidence in Jay Gruden's scheme and the offensive talent could make them consider a change. Could be a tag-and-trade scenario as a possibility. The number two free agent is Mike Glennon. In his first 2 years, in 18 starts, 29 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, and over 4,000 yards. Numbers that stack up well with other first- and second-year starters, as does his arm strength and anticipation. His lack of mobility and slow trigger will limit his ceiling, but he could turn into a Kerry Collins-like starter who works in a vertical offense. Mike Glennon.
Not in my offense, though. Thanks.
Number three, Brian Hoyer.
Oh, the list just got...
That's your number three free agent. Hoyer has proven to be the perfect 1B quarterback option. You don't want him starting week one, but he's outplayed high-profile competition in his last three spots. He's a known commodity. Yeah, known to get you from one 20-yard line to the other 20-yard line.
Correct.
We saw that.
Good at that, yeah.
Lots of yards, not so good with the points.
Yep.
Number four, Geno Smith.
Oh.
Get past the jokes and the headlines, and Smith is a compelling blend of talent, experience, and youth.
And bad. What is bad in that sentence?
Teams can do a lot worse looking for a young backup. But wait, there's more. We're already at Geno Smith, okay?
Okay.
Hang in there, big fella.
Oh,
more entertainment coming your way. Because we've got another four and then names to watch.
Oh, Lord.
Okay?
Oh, Lord.
All right, number five is Ryan Fitzpatrick at age 34. 12 seasons, 6 teams, no mystery to NFL organizations. He should continue to find work for a few more years, just not as a starter. He also will continue to find defensive backs with footballs.
Yeah.
And linebackers on occasion.
Anybody.
The 6th rated free agent to be is already Matt Barkley.
Here he comes.
And NFL.com says, I want to see more over the next 3 weeks, but Barkley's promising audition with the Bears thus far is going to keep him employed in the NFL for a long time.
See, again, please take note of those who believe that somehow the coach has to motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
Please take note of that. This in particular, take note of that.
Number seven, Case Keenum of the Rams.
Sack of pus at the end of his shoulder.
By all accounts, he's a guy coaches love having around.
Yeah, because that way he's closer to you than he is the field.
Stay over
he's
here,
not near, he's not near the huddle. Right. If he's standing by you, that's fine. If Case wants to stand next to me, yes. But if he wants to go like toward the huddle, no.
His limitations throwing deep become more obvious the more he plays. Number eight is the Raiders' Matt McGloin. All it says is, and you tell me what this means.
McGloin hurts, yep.
In a perfect world, he'd be a rich man's Keenum.
Rich man's Keenum? Makes him worth about $20.
Now, are you ready for other names to watch?
Okay.
Other names to watch. I don't know why you want to watch them, or for what you are watching them. Mark Sanchez.
Ugh.
E.J. Manuel.
Ugh.
Blaine Gabbert.
Double ugh.
Matt Cassel. Ryan Mallett, Landry Jones, Sean Hill,
oh Lord,
and the Giants' Ryan Nassib. That is the end of the list of 2017 veteran NFL quarterback possibilities.
And you know the thing is,
doesn't that tell you if you think you might be competitive, you bring back Cutler for a year?
It does.
I'm kind of serious.
No, I know what you're saying.
Isn't your best option from that list right now, isn't your best option Cutler?
Yes. Doesn't mean you want to, but yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's a whole, you know, he's on that list of solidly mediocre and will break your heart. The other guys are on that list of solidly bad and leave my heart alone because you're never going to get close to do it. So man, that's good. And here's the other thing. You have to throw that into this entire equation when you look at these guys. You know, the pipeline has been a little dry lately. That pipeline isn't what it used to be because nobody's running this offense.
And this year is not a good year for
quarterbacks. It's a bad year. It's a bad year.
So when I go through that, your best bet might be to bring back a relatively inexpensive Jay Cutler. I can't believe I'm saying it. But listen to those names. And as we talked about with Greg Gabriel, even if you were to put together some sort of overpayment for Jimmy Garoppolo, then you're not drafting a quarterback. Then you've made your full-blown commitment to that. You're not even leaving your options open for a potential starting quarterback draft pick next year. That's your call. You've made that decision. You take that off the table. You're not gonna do both.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking. The wheels are turning.
All right, well, we'll let you think. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
The Chicago Cubs are world champs in 670 The Score. Shaw Media and the Daily Herald are exclusively bringing you a special keepsake to cherish this moment forever. Chicago Cubs World Champs is at your local newsstands and bookstores now, so you can relive the 2016 season. You can also order your copy today at 844-358-CUBS. CBS Radio is a business partner with this magazine's publisher. It's a must-have and the perfect gift for any Cubs fan.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Hey now, did you see Larry Nance Jr. last night? He got extremely nice against the Nets.
Good change of direction.
Fact of the matter is, you didn't even need to see it. All you had to do was hear it. In fact, better if you didn't see it. It sounded that good. My man went Twitter famous before actually becoming famous. That dunk had everybody hitting the surrender cobra before reaching for their phones to thumb out who is Larry Nance Jr. It's exactly who he is. A 23-year-old who may have just wrecked what is left of Brooke Lopez's career. In fact, somebody should probably make sure that Lopez still has a pulse after being on the wrong end of that poster last night. Wrong place, wrong long time, Brooke. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Sports Radio.
Hey,
Chicago Bull Riding fans. I've got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Good for the ones who get it done.
You still have time to get the family gift pack from Omaha Steaks in time for Christmas. And you should do this if you like good food and you like great value. Come on, it's Omaha Steaks. We've all enjoyed Omaha Steaks, hand-trimmed, vacuum-sealed, aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts. But it's more than just steak. In this case, plenty more. It's called the family gift pack. Go to the search bar on the main page and just type in Danby, D-A-N-B. It'll take you right to it. You get 77% off. It's $49.99 for the following. And all the following. Not just select items here. Everything I'm about to tell you, you get as part of the family gift pack. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas for free. Every last bit of that for less than $50. You can't beat it. So go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, and then add the family gift pack to your cart, and you get a 77% savings. That's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Internet speeds in the entire nation. You like that? You can have that at your home. Your in-home Wi-Fi could be the fastest, most reliable. How about having multiple devices being used at once and not slowing down your internet? How about using your devices anywhere in your house? People actually tell me they have to be closer to the router to get better service, and that's awful. You should be able to use your devices anywhere in your house. How about being able to connect with millions of hotspots nationwide? You can stay connected all your favorite places around town or around the country, which means big savings on your wireless plan. How does that sound to you? You like that? How about getting the Xfinity TV app? So that way all your content that you have is mobile right there on your smartphone. And then you're connected to Wi-Fi spots all over the nation. It's a no-brainer. But if you want all that, you have to have Xfinity Internet. Hey there, it's Matt of Atticola. You guys know I love my Xfinity services and products. Really are the best in the country. And if you want to get their most popular package, and right now that's the Internet Plus package, you can get that with this great offer from Xfinity. It's just $39.99 a month for 12 months. Package really is a game changer for your house. You can choose to triple your download speeds and get up to 75 megs for just $15 more per month. And for a limited time, you can get a $100 prepaid card when you buy online at Xfinity.com. Now, this incredible offer ends 12/21. You have some time, but it's getting there. Don't wait. Don't waste any time, because the holidays here, you'll forget. You're going shopping, and then this deal will be over. Just go to Xfinity.com and place that order today. It's a great opportunity for you. 12/21 is the date. You can call them at 1-800-XFINITY. Like I said, go online, and you can buy this package and get a $100 prepaid card at Xfinity.com.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We are fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on one thing and one thing only: making cancer history.
You can make a powerful gift even more powerful, even at the last minute. Right now at the Home Depot, get a Select Power Tool free when you buy a Select Combo Kit from Milwaukee, Ridgid, Ryobi, Makita, or DeWalt. Buy a Select Combo Kit and get another Select Power Tool free only at the number one retailer of power tools and accessories, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. based on TrackLine data, July 2013 through June 2016, valid through January 25th. Limit one per customer. See store for details.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Heir in St. Charles.
So you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Heir. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of 2 middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Heir, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Breaking Bears news. Jay Cutler has been traded to San Francisco for Colin Kaepernick.
Why did we bother Big Voice Guy with that?
I have no idea. That's just something. That's what we've been talking about, Boris and Bernstein. We've been talking about quarterbacking.
And a note from Rudy who says, we've done this bit for the last couple of years. Dan reads the free agent quarterback possibilities, and then Terry and I throw up. A couple of years ago, I think the best quarterbacks out there were said to be Mike Vick and Josh McCown, but this list might be worse.
It is.
And again, again, fast forward a few months, and Jay Cutler is still starting for the Bears in what seems like his 100th year.
You think they'd do that?
It doesn't feel like it.
No.
But I don't know. Until Ryan Pace says something, it's all, we're all guessing.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm presented with that list and my reputation is on the line, I guess I have to shop. But I mean, all I know is that even despite the very definition of mediocre at 51-51 as the Bears starting quarterback and all the other things we know that come with Jay Cutler, what a great position he's in again. He's in a great position.
Anybody that can throw the ball. And the question is, after coming back from a repaired labrum, we don't know if he can throw the ball. Now, that's really what
you're... Yeah, we don't, but I'm just saying he's in a pretty damn good position if he can. I think generally that turns out okay. But isn't he? Look at that list.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. Of all quarterbacks, guys who are as reliant on pure arm talent as he is, I'm not sure whatever you have left after a labrum repair is enough for him to be the same guy. I don't know that he's going to be able to use that arm to get past some of his other fundamental mistakes or deficiencies.
Okay.
He used to be able to do it, but you're never the same after a labrum repair. No pitcher, no quarterback. It's not elbow. It's not Tommy John. It's not a broken thumb. That's the labrum. And there's a bunch of things they can do, but you're never the same. Maybe he's got enough left that it won't make as much of a difference. Maybe he'll get smarter about it, and maybe he'll realize that there are certain throws that he can't make anymore, can't try to make. But I doubt it. I'm not willing to bet on that. But
no,
it's still if you think he's ambulatory and can run your offense, it still might be the best bet just because of value, and because you don't want to overdraft somebody just because if you don't think Mitch Trubisky's any good or you don't think Deshaun Kizer's any good, you want to pick him. I mean, it's possible Deshaun Kizer is just RG3 again.
Yeah, I really don't, but I don't know what the position you put yourself in, what you do. I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And right now, it's just not a fun time to have to be searching for a quarterback. It's just not. I mean, your pipeline is running dry. And the NFL, which we just read, you might make me want to throw up. I mean, it is really difficult when you're in the position the Bears are in. It's really difficult. Really, really difficult. You're in a massive hole here. And you're right. You could maybe dig yourself out a little bit if you just kept them for another year and be patient, but it still doesn't, you know, wouldn't preclude you from still drafting somebody. Could do that. Probably would. But
But then you got to answer the question about what gets you closer to winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that.
That
yeah.
Even if you draft a guy in the third round,
yeah,
you could make an argument for starting him.
You could, sure. Why not?
That's why this
team isn't ready made.
And for Pace, who's a guy who said ideally you draft a quarterback every year,
and except when you don't,
right? Except when we haven't seen him draft one any year. If you really believe that. And you believe that it's you're trying to accelerate some sort of development here. If you have a bell cow running back who can take some of the pressure off him, if you think you're going to bolster the receiving core, you know, let's get after it. Let's get on with it. But if they think that now this is that maybe the third year comes the John Fox snapback and all of a sudden they can have a top 10 defense and start to contend if they stay healthy. Hey, I don't know if Pace is thinking that. Nobody knows what he's thinking.
No.
So at some point, I'd like him to come in from the cold and have something to say to somebody. It would be nice. And
speak to me, big fella.
And at least let everybody know that somebody's running this thing. Here's your Bears Daily Update.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Win daily Bears prizes now through December 24th. Follow on Twitter at Shy Bears Promos to learn more. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
Tell him to grow up.
That's the message from Florida native Josh Sitton, the Bears left guard and ex-Packers lineman, to those who might not be used to playing in cold weather.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's cold. But, I mean, once you get out on the field, it's usually not too bad. The worst part is, like, during timeouts or whatever. Other than that, I mean, you're on the bench, on the heated bench with the heaters. It's not a big deal.
Which is why Pernell McPhee is not allowing his defensive teammates to wear sleeves on Sunday.
We train soldiers. You think of a soldier out there at the battlefield, and it's cold and it's snowing, you think they got time to think about if they cold or they got time to be real about who the enemy is and when they're going to strike?
The current forecast for Sunday calls for a high of 1. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
Going sleeveless. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Wildcats host Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale now at NUSports.com. Before we get back to football, some news this afternoon. Longtime sideline reporter Craig Sager has died. Sager had been diagnosed with leukemia in 2014, and for a short window of time, he was able to return to work, but then the cancer came back. Sager was 65. He died in Atlanta today. Marquise Wilson suffered another foot injury, so the Bears are not going to have him available against the Packers. They've also signed Devontae Bosby to the practice squad. Elsewhere, Patriots signed receiver Michael Floyd after he was released by Arizona. And the Monday night game, or rather the Thursday night game. It's Thursday now. Thursday night game tonight. Rams take on the Seahawks. We've got that broadcast at 7 o'clock. Bulls and Bucks in Milwaukee. Rajon Rondo, a game time decision with a sore ankle. Blackhawks play the Islanders on the road. Scott Darling will be in goal. And FanRag Sports reported that Notre Dame receiver Torrey Hunter Jr. will forego his senior season, and he will join the Los Angeles Angels organization. That is the team that drafted him this year. Now at Subway, Thursday is Italian BMT Day. That's today's 356-inch sub of the day. The Italian BMT, no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. There's a different 356-inch sub every single day. It's only at Subway. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Cabela's. If your family loves the great outdoors every season, there's only one place to go for outdoor gifts this season. Cabela's Christmas Sale. Plus, hurry in Saturday for 8 a.m. doorbusters at Cabela's in Hoffman Estates.
And believe it or not, on Boers and Bernstein, we're actually discussing Jay Cutler coming back. That's kids, really. And neither one of us finds it particularly palatable, at least I don't. But I the more you look, the more you're left wanting. I mean, there's just nothing there. There's just nothing there. And it's the same guessing game. These guys are established bad for the most part. And when you go to the college thing, you're strictly guessing because you're not running the same offense. You're not even close to it in many cases. And you're guessing, and you're going to miss a lot, which teams have done miss a lot. So when you start talking about quarterbacks and stuff, it is the trickiest conversation. It is just an awful conversation because at the end of it, Jay Cutler looks good to you. That's scary.
And you know what it reminds me of? I go to the refrigerator, and I open it. And I stand there, and I look, and I'm like, okay, there's like an old pickle there, and there's some string cheese, and there's, some salami or something, and maybe some old cottage cheese, and I close the refrigerator. And then 5 minutes later, I stand up again, and I open it again as if something changed. And I don't know why I do it. Because I know I'm still kind of hungry, and I'm like, there's nothing good. And then you stand by the pantry, and you look, and there's nothing there. But then you repeat the activity. And that's the Bears every year. And it's like we look at the same lists and the same bad. And I guess having Cutler as quarterback is sort of like just having another string cheese. You know, it's just kind of there, and it's fine. You don't get excited about it. But it could be worse, I guess. But it's that idea of somehow if, like, you open and close the refrigerator enough, something more appetizing will appear. And it never does.
It never does. That's the point. That's the bottom line.
You know, I like this text, too, because this really is true. It's a note to Pernell McPhee. It says two things. First of all, you are a football player. You are not a soldier. Secondly, you know what helped the Russians defeat the Nazis? Winter.
Yes, it did.
And cold weather. Yes, if I remember correctly. Yes,
no, absolutely.
It also helped the Russians defeat Napoleon's army, right?
Under a drive.
Didn't they keep retreating until the French got awfully cold? And I think
they did.
I believe they ran out of Bernays sauce and they immediately had to evacuate all their armies because it's like their croissant froze and they had to get out of Russia.
Even though they were wearing their hats to make France great again.
Blue sideways hats. They tried to make the empire great again, but there is a long history of winter mattering in war, that you get a kind of a home country advantage when
is it good for
when you are able to handle adverse weather circumstances. And yeah, so for Pernell McPhee, I agree with both of those points. Not an actual soldier, and even actual soldiers can be undone by extreme cold and have been throughout history. So
don't tell him though.
Thank you for that.
Don't ruin his bit.
And phone call over.
Yes. Don't step on his comedy bits.
Yeah, the 773 says it's possible you could miss something behind the mayonnaise, but there's no mayonnaise on the Bears. The 219 says never close the door on salami. Nobody closes the door on salami. Well, I usually end up going back to it. That's one of my like always have in the house things, because now both Jewel and Mariano's are nice enough to, you don't stand in line. They call it like the grab and go deli thing where they pre-slice a bunch and it's sitting there. So if there's half a pound of Eckers hard salami sitting there, I'll just grab it. Because, you know, that's a go-to. And if you want to chop it up and throw it in with a scrambled egg, that works too. And it's just, it's always there for me. I can always get my processed meat and nitrate fix. But man, that's the same feeling I get with the Bears. It's like, you know, you got to eat something because you're hungry. And nothing's there that you're excited about. Like, you know, I know if I've got leftovers from the night before or from like, you know, leftover Thai food or just something there, they're like the kids ordered Malnati's or something and it's sitting there, then I can get excited about it. Like, oh yeah, that thing, that's there. But this is just like, it's.
Yeah, the thing with this, if you put it with this though, it's possible that nobody's fridge has anything in it you really want.
You can't even go to the store because there's no quarterback store.
Nothing there either.
Right. Theoretically, by my analogy, if you were not lazy, you could just get in the car and go to the quarterback store and get whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
You're right. Everybody's fridge sucks.
Yeah. Don't show me your fridge. I just saw your fridge. I don't want to see your fridge again.
And everybody's looking at it going,
Ugh.
Cottage cheese.
I mean, ugh is not what you want when you're in this. You know, you say, how would you sum up the Bears' look ahead here that they need a quarterback now? What you know, what's the, ugh. Mm-hmm. That's not what you want to hear. That's not what you want at this point. But you're going to have to get extraordinarily lucky. You're going to have to, something magical is going to have to happen, and I don't think something magical is going to happen because everybody in the NFL realizes the same damn thing.
Nothing ever happens lucky for the Bears.
No.
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 Yeah, the 847 says, when in doubt, salami and provolone. Yeah, I do that. I make my usual go-to thing. There's always sliced cheese, right? So I'll do a couple of different cheeses, and I'll intersperse it with a couple of slices of salami, and I'll microwave it for 30 seconds, and it gets a little melty, and it's fine.
There you go.
And then I feel okay about it. Or you know, you make a couple scrambled eggs, and you do like a scramble with the salami and the cheese and the egg, and you throw in a couple tomatoes.
Well, scrambled eggs has basically been my diet lately, so I have to agree with that one.
But scrambled eggs is good.
I know.
Especially with a lot of Cholula sauce on it. Like, if you really kind of put some of the hot sauce on there, the Louisiana hot sauce, or the other one that might kill, the Texas Pete's, he's got a million of them. I don't know which one. Whatever I grab
whatever.
Is fine. But for whatever reason, eggs and Cholula is my personal favorite. Orland Park and Mike on the score.
Hey, guys. A.J. McCarron's in the last year of his four-year deal.
And bad.
Well, he's not that bad. He played pretty good in that playoff game last year. He's a smart guy. You know, I mean, you take a flyer on a guy like that. I mean, the money's low and
the reward is low. I'm not sure. Maybe if you see more in him than I do, then you're a better scout than I am. I would have understood using a draft pick on him maybe, but I guess I haven't seen any of the measurables where I say, okay, I know at least he can do that for me. I don't know what he does.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like I said, he played in the playoffs last year, and you know, I don't think he did that bad a job. And that's a guy that probably hasn't had a legitimate chance yet. You know, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, he's just one of those other guys, I guess. But you know, just a thought.
Okay.
All right. I just don't want to go through all this and trot out A.J. McCarron. I really don't.
At the end of all the losing.
Yeah, all the losing.
We finally come to the end of the losing. We're turning it around, and it's him.
Ladies and gentlemen, A.J. McCarron. Oh, boy. I just can't put that all in one thought and lay that on you.
James in Antioch, you are on the score.
Afternoon, fellas. You know, you guys are talking about what the Bears have and, you know, how Cutler can basically be serviceable next year. My question is this. Why is it everybody lauded the Cubs when they tanked? Everyone's saying the Sox should do the same thing and tank to get better draft picks. Yet when it comes to the NFL, the Bears shouldn't do that.
It's different. It's a different league with completely different dynamics.
You have a better chance of drafting a better player at the top of the first and the second round than you do of drafting.
Not in football. James, different league, different dynamic, and a vastly different landscape with which to return. It is easier to get good quickly because of the randomness that's built into that league, the injuries, and a mere 16-game season. Teams go from bad to good quickly. It's not baseball. Don't compare football to baseball.
No.
And that should be obvious to you. Thank you. We're Boers and Bernstein. A lot more to come. We'll grab some phone calls as well and some more giveaways. We've got another winner of a spot for four at the Scores Holiday Broadcast Breakfast. We've got some Jets pizza to give away. And I did get a reminder via text that is by the analogy of the quarterback and the fridge and the store that Kurt Warner was literally found at the grocery store.
Yes, he was.
I don't think it's actually true. I think that legend has grown over time. We got more to come. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Every Monday during football season is an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game. Plus, reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Henley and continuing throughout the day. The Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented in part by Ghost.
Hey, Chicago bull riding fans, I've got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
You know, during the course of the last year or so, we here at the Score, we spent a lot of time telling you about our friends from Mattress Firm, how great it is, how wonderful it is. And now, fast forward to where we are now, Maddie, right now, Mattress Firm's year-end closeout sale is upon us. And this, my friend, sales all year long, great stuff all year long, but this is one huge year-end savings.
Yeah, here's the deal, TB. You can get 50% off select floor models. So maybe you're looking at one of those Tempur-Pedic, like the Breeze, like I have with adjustable base, and you're like, man, it's just kind of out of my budget, even with the financing. I'm not sure if I can do it. 50% off floor models. You can get up to 60% off accessories while supplies last. Plus, you can save up to $500 store-wide on their best brands like Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and more. They even have queen sets as low as $179.99. That's the entire set. So there's something for every budget at the year-end closeout sale.
And the thing about it is, we've talked about this before, the shopping experience. We've both had it. And you are going to love it, whether it's a mattress for you, mattress for your kids, whatever it is. You would absolutely love the attention to detail, all the things that they do for you, the making sure before you hit that door, you got everything exactly the way you want it. Because the people at Mattress Firm, they know what they're doing. They're not just part-time employees. They make sure that before you leave, you got everything you need, and you're going to be as happy can be.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to check out their custom collection crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm. And on top of that, no interest financing for 5 years. You ask them about their Sleep Happy guarantee, and they're not going to let any other vendor outsell them. You'll always get the lowest price at Mattress Firm. They promise you that. So here's what you do. You go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest you. You get in there and do it soon. Take advantage of the year-end closeout sale with all these great savings and the no-interest financing for 5 years. You let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. And then you take it home. You get it delivered to you, and then you sleep happy, and you wake up feeling great. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time. Save money. Save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield.
Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
Oh, Jack. Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, the quarterback position is critical, and we understand that. And I think, you know, coming into this situation, there's a lot of needs throughout the roster, and we feel like we've addressed a lot of those in free agency and the draft. But that doesn't mean we don't find the quarterback position important, and going forward, that's something we could address.
Ryan.
I haven't heard that voice in a long time.
Oh. Ryan. Anyway, that's what we're talking about. Ryan Pace, we believe this year he'll take a quarterback. What good will it do? I don't know. You got Boys of Mercy, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. You want a great stat?
Yeah, always.
A great stat. It's got to do with racing, but it's a great stat. And it's from this year, okay? Casey Kane. You know the name Casey Kane, don't you?
That's the name.
He's not one of them we've talked to. Have we talked to Casey Kane?
I don't think so.
This year, NASCAR, longtime guy, he raced 10,335 laps. 10,335 laps. He didn't hold the lead in any of them.
He still made a lot of money, though, right?
Yeah, I think he did, but never led a race.
If you can just keep your car running for that long, you can end up doing okay for yourself.
Yeah,
but
I
at
think
some
so,
point, you probably want to ask your engineers what's going on with your ride.
That's a long way to go, isn't it? Would never get to the lead.
You might want to sit down with your technical team and say, what's going on here? I'm pushing the pedal down as far as it can go,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not getting past enough of the other cars.
Oh, well... Because he's had good season. I mean, he's a good driver and all that. But, I mean, I'm just thinking, man, you know, 10,335 laps, you never led an entire lap this season. And this season starts in February. They're out in January testing things, getting them ready, and then Daytona. But, I mean, that's a long damn time. That's a long damn time. Be sucking just like nothing. Never see the front. Never. I mean, there's guys that probably would drive in a wall and that probably led races this year.
The 847 says to that caller, James, in baseball you have minor leagues.
Yes.
A team can tank and put all of their high-level draft picks in the minors to develop. In the NFL, if you tank the next year, your first pick is immediately a starter. And then in the Bears' case, probably injured and out for the year. That's the thing about football, is that where the best laid plans, you do all this stuff, okay, here we go, let's get them all set, and then half your team is destroyed. So all that work is for naught.
Yep.
Tom in Naperville, you're on WSCR.
Hi, guys. I just want to add to an analogy regarding the Russian winter thing.
Yes.
Is that Russia also had 100 of them for every one of you. And they don't care how many of them died. So that's another reason why they won the war.
Well, that's why you can. That's good strategy then, because you can fight. You can fight a war of attrition if you're ultimately going to win the war of attrition.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to add that.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
It's better than trying to add a quarterback.
Russian military history. This is a thought from Kevin, who says, "Did we just hear a pro AJ McCarron call? And is that how bad things are?" So this analogy to a refrigerator doesn't just suck. The refrigerator's on fire, and it's full of locusts, and it just fell on us.
Oh, man.
Yes, we did. We heard a A.J. McCarron call.
Yes, we did.
I would like to
He's
tell
not
you,
that bad.
I'd like to tell you that you didn't, but you did.
I think it's very difficult to throw a starting quarterback out there, and your general manager would say, well, he's not that bad. Okay.
We're very excited. We get a quarterback who's not that bad.
Not that bad. No.
Nick in Rolling Meadows, you're on the score.
Thank you for taking my call. I just got a question. I've never been a real heavy football fan, but I never remember it being that difficult to find talented quarterbacks. I'm just curious on your guys' opinions why it just seems to be there's just such a talent gap between the top five quarterbacks and then just everybody else. for the rest of the league.
Spread offenses in college has a lot to do with it. And just the fact that guys take forever to learn how to handle NFL defenses.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a fact of life. That's when that kid gets here, with whoever he is, many of them never look. Marcus Mariota was the first pick in the draft or second, whatever he was. He had never been under center. He had never been under center as a college player. So, I mean, I think that fairly you would say, well, there has to be some adjustment. He's done okay. I still don't know if he's great, but I mean, there's a, and that's it's used to be not all that common that you would have the wishbone quarterbacks and years ago and all that kind of stuff.
Option quarterbacks, wishbone quarterbacks. Option, yep.
Those guys, but not now. They just don't run that stuff. They look, you get back in games, you stay in games with superior teams and superior talent by spreading the field on them. They learned that lesson a long time ago. That's the way they're going to play. And your quarterback is going to run that offense. Unfortunately, that if there's one of those really good spread offenses, you're screwed anyway, but that's okay. That's what you're going to do.
And the problem is if you try to actually run that offense, well, why don't they just do that in the NFL? Then you're going to have a lot of dead quarterbacks.
Yeah,
many because if those quarterbacks get out in space and are running against NFL-caliber defensive players, they're going to get clobbered.
Yeah, I don't like your chances.
So NFL teams will do that sparingly, but we've seen even the teams that have done it sparingly, even the teams that have tried to incorporate a little bit of read option here and there, they end up with quarterback injury problems too, because the whole idea is to keep him protected.
Yep.
312-644-6767. We are Boers and Bernstein. And some people have asked about who you crapping and kind of what happened to it and what's going on. So I've got some answers for you regarding that in a moment on The Score.
Tonight, on the second day of Cubs, Miss the Score gave to me a Javi Baez walk-off home run.
Yep, this was the 13-inning Mother's Day thrilling win over the Nationals on The Score.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Don't miss this historic game tonight immediately following Thursday Night Football around 11 o'clock on the 12 Days of Cubs Miss on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Blue Man Group. No silent nights here.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Moe's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All plans 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Who's into something that makes you think, okay, I can find a gift for that person. And because, you know, they're into comic books or gaming or something. And then when it comes time to actually buy the gift, you say, uh-oh, I'm kind of out over my skis here because I don't actually know what to get that would be cool, even though I know generally what this person likes. Maybe it's your kid or a grandkid or a niece, nephew. Here's where Loot Crate comes in. They've got you covered with this, and you right now can get special savings on 3 and 6 and 12-month subscriptions. You go to lootcrate.com/Dan. You choose the crate theme, the length of the gift deliveries, and then you add the recipient. You're done. So all you need to know is this person likes Marvel Comics, or the recipient's into Batman, or Fallout, or Harry Potter, and then Loot Crate takes care of everything, because they send each month a crate, a box of cool, limited edition, exclusive stuff, gear and shirts and other collectibles monthly. So you can handle this, and you can make sure that you got it right now. Lootcrate.com/Dan. That's how you take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's LOOTCRATE.com/Dan for this special offer. LootCrate.com/Dan.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. They're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, a feeling. An invitation to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Now, you don't have to wrap. You know this because every Pajamagram includes free gift pack.